Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jake Burgess, and he is a youth services assistant at the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning.
Jake, there are a couple questions I want to ask. Of course, we're going to talk about some of the programs coming up, but first, I want to know more about you. Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? Kind of how did you get to this point?
Sure. So I grew up in Villisca. Just a hop, jump, and skip away.
Yes.
I went to school here in Villisca, and then I went to SWCC in Creston for a couple years and got my associate's there. And then I went to Northwest, Missouri State University in Maryville. And then that's where I got my Bachelor's of Corporate Recreation and Wellness in 2018. And I'm currently doing my master's program online through the University of Missouri for library sciences.
Wonderful. So how is it working? Of course, now lots of people have been doing studying online from 5-year-olds on up. But how does that work for you to do your master's degree online?
For me, I'm pretty fortunate because I kind of had that experience with when I was at community college. I did my classes, some of my classes were online that I did in high school. So I did dual credits to where I was online college student when I was a senior in high school. So I kind of got that experience, or at least got my feet wet on the online experience. So for me, it wasn't too drastic of a change because I'd already done it before. So I was pretty confident in how to handle the coursework in the classroom.
Good. So in this, some of the courses you're taking now, do you get to converse, like on a Zoom kind of thing, face-to-face with other students?
Yeah, so there's a couple different avenues. We have a weekly chat. So we have a discussion question, and then we have to post a chat. It's similar to like a news feed on Facebook, where we post our what we think or answer to the question, then we comment on each other. We also do like a monthly Zoom meeting where it's face-to-face. It's an actual more like class setting.
Okay.
And that's when we all meet and get to at least see each other's faces and get to communicate face-to-face.
Yeah, and I know some people don't like that. I've always thought it was a pretty good system where everybody can participate, and you see their facial expressions, and so, but to each his own, I guess. Where are the students from?
All over. So with it being a totally 100% online major, it is, you'll have, I think I met one student who was from, I don't know if it's from New York. I think New York.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they're anywhere from New York to, I don't think there's any particular limitations on it.
Isn't that great?
You know, you get to open up to a whole bunch of different people, views, and locations.
Yeah, and I guess that's possible in a classroom, but it's certainly easier from people all over. And I know in some situations all over the world to talk to each other that wouldn't be possible otherwise. So there are lots of positives to this online stuff.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So you're getting your master's degree in library science. I'm thinking, Jake, that your goals may be beyond the youth services assistant at the Atlantic Public Library. Where do you think you might be or where you would like to be, let's say, in 10 years?
Well, I would be perfectly okay as like a lead librarian or like a director of a library. I'm kind of leaning more towards like a small, I'd say medium city, just because I've done kind of the small town vibe my my entire life, and nothing, I have credit everything I have to it. I just kind of want to get the experience of the other side, and that way I can make a good judgment call on where I want to be. Mm-hmm.
Well, and there are certainly advantages to cities and advantages to small towns. I'm thinking in Atlantic, you know practically every family that comes in your door, so that's and a lot of community support. So that's certainly some of the advantages here. So talking about that, let's talk about some of the reasons, some of the programs and things outside the programs that you help offer at the Atlantic Public Library.
Sure. So we just finished up our, of course, summer reading program, which is like our, it's what we consider our go time in library world. But we still have several programs coming up, and we try to stay busy throughout the winter months, too, because we're unable to go outside most of the time. So coming up, we have this is for my mystery people. We have a teen cold case detectives program, and this is going to happen October 28th, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., and it's pretty cool because it's like if you're into mystery or murder mystery, it's a cold case that teens can try and figure out. They can be the detective. It's pretty cool.
So is it sort of like a CSI at the library?
Yeah. Yep.
For those who are fans of that program, and by the way, it's coming back, I think. So now you mentioned teens. And, you know, I'm thinking that there may be some people listening who didn't realize that you have special programs for teens. They just think it's the kids part of the library. So that has to be a challenge sometimes, Jake.
Yeah. So youth services, at least in Atlantic, what we do is we go anywhere from the real youngsters to, you know, picture books all the way up to teens. And we consider that whole group youth services. So in that you have, you have a little picture book, you know, starting the interest in reading. And then we go to tweens, as we like to call them. They're kind of that fun in between. They're not the young ones, but they're not old-fledged teenagers yet, so we call them tweens. So we have a category for them, and then we have teens, which is the oldest we go. And that's kind of what this program's geared for. We try to have a variety of programs that at least that tackles all our demographics. So, you know, we'll have a teen program, we may have a tween program, or sometimes tween and teen really can go interchangeably. And then, of course, we take care of the little ones as well.
Yes, yes. And I think that's probably what most people are familiar with. We're visiting with Jake Burgess, and he is the Youth Services Assistant at the Atlantic Public Library. So I want to turn back just a minute to you, Jake. I want to know what you're reading right now.
Oh, boy. Well, right now I'm part of the Adult Services Book Club, and we're reading The Guest List, and it's pretty interesting. I think it's the theme of October, you know, murder mystery, all kinds of mystery. And so we're kind of reading into that book, and it's a page-turner. It's very intriguing.
And since you mentioned that, when do you meet?
That is an excellent question. I think our next meeting...
He's looking at his book. His phone.
I have to look here.
And
towards the end of the month.
Yeah, and that's something. Can people join anytime? You don't have to start when the new book starts. Can you join anytime?
Yeah, we're always welcoming people to come in. You know, a lot of people have intimidation. You know, that they want to join, but they didn't maybe they didn't have a chance to read the book, uh-huh. or, you know, far enough in the middle of the book that you don't really want to start it. And I can't tell you how, you know, we're such a welcoming, chill group that we'd love just to have you to jump in and join the conversation. Not always are the questions, some of the questions you can pull from real life experiences. You don't necessarily have to read the book.
Ah, good point.
We're just as good having your perspective.
All right. Well, Jake, lots of things happen at any public library, and we appreciate all the work you do. Jake Burgess, who is the Youth Services Assistant at the Atlantic Public Library. And until next time, here's a thought. Our heads are round so that they can change direction.